Welcome back to Cardinals Corner here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. Once again, for all your academic information, CUAA.edu. That's CUAA.edu. So all the information you need for the academics when it comes to curriculum, calendars, you name it, contact information. And if you want to watch their videos about how you can live uncommon by going to Concordia University here in Ann Arbor, CUAA.edu. For your athletic information, ConcordiaCardinals.com. You can download the Concordia Cardinals Athletics app for your iPhone or your Android. And there's this show, Cardinals Corner, right here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, the ticket. We welcome now in Lonnie Priest to the show, Athletic Director at Concordia. Lonnie, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great weather outside. Good to be here.
It's always great to have you here on the show. And I want to open up with something after talking with both Zach and Kate, because I love talking baseball with Zach. I mean, he's a seam head, and you could really get into some fun baseball conversations with Zach, like including we were talking about they're going down and their games coming up are at Branch Rickey Field. And I'm like, let's talk a little bit about Branch Rickey. Why not? And thankfully, he said that his kids on the team all watched the movie 42 and know who Branch Rickey is. But he's a seam head. It's fun conversations. And I swear I learned two or three new things about either about Concordia or competitive cheer every time I have Kate Edge on the show. And to me, they're kind of the opposite ends of the spectrum from your perspective at AD. One, Zach is a guy that you brought in and you hired. And the other one, Kate, you must, she is one of those few that remain that you inherited that you just must be grateful that you inherited.
Oh, yeah. She is, you know, what's interesting is Zach, you know, even though we hired him, he was here,
right?
You know, he was here assisting softball, never really left. And, I mean, for both of them, they are, what's interesting is coaching two very different sports, but so much wired the same way. Extremely intense and driven, and you know, just have done a great job continuing to push their programs up into national, you know, into the national ranks and national recognition, and just highly competitive people, and do a really good job.
Yeah, we were talking with Kate, as we do every year this time of year, about the balance that her teams have to have. And you get into October, November, and they start splitting off and doing the competitive along with the sideline stuff, and how focused those athletes have to be. And, of course, she just seems to have them and pushing those right buttons at the right time, because every year it seems like an annual festivity here on the show where we're talking to her about her team at Nationals and talking to you about sending her team to Nationals, and every year posting great scores. And it's like a great swimming coach or a great track coach. You get the athletes and you set them up for success at the end of the year, and she seems to be doing that once again. And I'm looking forward to hearing some great results from her team from Nationals now that they have gone through the WAC championships and the Northeast qualifier. And I love what Zach's doing with that baseball team and coming back from the break and still only two losses that both happened in the fall and now sitting at a point where they're receiving votes. And I asked him, I said, "All right, coach, you're." And he gave me a great coach answer, so you'll be really proud of his answer. But I said, you're sitting now at 11-2, and you do not have another home game until March 24th. So it's like you're gone for over 3 weeks. They're in the receiving votes category now. But I kind of put it to him about if team can do what he believes they can do and what I believe that they can do, where will they be, or will they be in that, not just the receiving votes category, but they'll be in the poll, you know, the top 25 poll itself. And he gave, not it's out of our control, and we just control the controllables. It was a great answer, but you got to be proud of the way the baseball team has started restarted this season, and just smacking the ball around and out heading south.
Yeah, they are pounding the ball, and you know, as we were talking about some of the teams they're going to face in the conference, and some of the teams that are hot right now, it's probably going to come down with some of them. You know, they're pitching against our hitting, and obviously you got to score more than the other team. So you obviously need good fielding, good pitching, but you know, you need to excel in at least three of the three. If you want to be a national contender. And right now they got the hitting's on point, and they're taking care of it.
I'm curious down the road if the Concordia versus Cornerstone games down in Winter Haven turn out to be a really good success for both teams. So obviously it's not necessarily about wins and losses as much as the way the game is played and the timeliness of it. If you're going to start having every fall, if fall ball continues, well, if you'll have two teams in the WAC end up mysteriously with bad weather and then rescheduling their games in March down in Florida.
Yeah, well, that worked out. That worked out
really well.
And we'll see. I mean, right, I know as of now, fall teams are still going to play fall baseball, but they've we've kind of voted to remove the countable conference games. So
okay, good.
Moving forward, we'll still play games, but it won't be as they won't mean as much, you know, as far as the conference goes.
I have a feeling that, because I know Zach and I have talked about it a lot, and so I'm sure you guys have talked about it even more than that, and I can only imagine that he's not alone in the league amongst the coaches. And amazingly, every once in a while, decisions get made for in sports, that and you actually ask, you know, people that are involved, and as opposed to just some egghead in a room making a decision, you actually ask the coaches and the players and the ADs who are around it every day. Oh, wait, I may be talking about something else now, so let me... Let me get back to you. NAIA Concordia Athletics here, and not my whining about other things that go along. As we continue here on Cardinals Corner with Lonnie Priest on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. All right, it was a cheap shot. There's a lot going on with the NCAA, and it's a cheap shot. I'm willing to take them. So I take them a lot, and I will happen to steal your platform for a moment to do it. Let's shift over to basketball. The good stuff going on in basketball, which is things that happen on the court. Unfortunately, the season came to an end for the men's basketball team in the postseason. I mean, they end up playing the number one team in the country. It's going to be a tough competition. But the women's team, which won their first WAC quarterfinal matchup before losing in the semifinals to another top 10 team, they are in the NCCAA postseason, so they have a chance to take on Grace College and play a little more basketball. So a nice opportunity for Coach Sankey's team to keep playing ball.
Yeah, I'm very excited for them. And you know, with the men, they after they won CIT, they got hot there and made a run and kind of put together a nice string of games there to close out the year. And obviously they, you know, when you're facing Cornerstone in the first round, that was a tough matchup. But with the girls, they've done well. They've been consistent, played a great game their last home game, and then ran into the same team in the conference tournament. But with the seniors and the leadership that they got, I'm very happy that they're getting to play in the NCCAA. And for a team like that, this is great timing for us to get back into that organization, and I think they got a great shot. It's against a very good team they're playing Thursday, but great shot to move on, hopefully, and it's great that we get to host that game. And I just know with the NCCAA, the championships, you know, if you get to that point, they just really do it right with the banquet and community service and really getting the teams together and just making it a memorable experience for the athletes. So I'm excited to see what they can do, and you know, they're going to be right in there with all the teams that are in it. And they got, you know, when you got a player of the year type candidate in Carey here, you know, you can kind of count on her to help lead the way.
Yeah, I always say you need in hockey you need a hot goalie, in basketball you need that one. If you have the best player on the floor, you always have a chance to win.
Yep.
Doesn't mean you're going to win because the other team may have a great team, or but if you have the best player on the floor, especially on a really good team, then you have a chance to win every single game, and especially this time of year when you're talking about postseason basketball as we head into the month of March. So obviously baseball hits the road, softball hits the road to get their season to get them really going at this point. You have the men's lacrosse team is in action actually as this show is on the air. The lacrosse team will be in action at Hope College out in Holland. You have the women's lacrosse team. I do find it funny that when they get back into competition on March 3rd, that they're going to be playing a game at Brother Rice, even though it's a women's lacrosse game. I just think that's funny. out in Chicago against St. Ambrose. And, of course, this weekend's also the national championships for the NAIA for indoor track and field. So we know Concordia is busy in that department as well, as we have athletes over there. So I'm looking out there. So I'm looking forward to a really fun update on the show here next week. But before we let you go, I'm curious, and there may not be a whole lot to this answer, but I'm curious if there's a hockey update.
Yeah, well, what's interesting is I guess not anything new and you know, earth shattering, but recruiting has continued. And what I've realized from our hockey coaches is with the recruiting season and the way the juniors and the other leagues go, that now once you get past the you know, the winter months, and right about now is when things really pick up. I know we've sent out a lot of offers and had a lot of students get accepted here in the last month or two. So those kids are starting to commit and starting to get fired up. I know we've been heading out to the Coliseum a couple of times. We're looking to put some signage out there so that, you know, when people get in there, they can see and recognize that, okay, this is, you know, this is our home ice. And, so yeah, we just keep cranking away and keep building up that first roster. So,
yeah, it's always an interesting to get the first one, 'cause it's not, oh, we're going to have hockey, so let's play in 3 weeks. It's, we're going to play in 18 months or whatever that long lead up period to get ready. So figured I'd ask you that one. And of course, we want to now really start putting this on people's minds and making sure the calendars are set. Thursday, May 31st is the Hall of Fame Gala. Friday, June 1st is the Golf Classic. So looking forward to another couple of days of fun festivities with you guys with the Cardinal Golf Classic and Hall of Fame Gala. So obviously it's in the very early stages, but if people are interested in sponsorship opportunities and things like that, how should they go about doing that?
If they go to our website, there should be a link there for them to get on, and the registration form is now complete. And on there, there's opportunities to sponsor a hole, be one of the sponsors for one of the events, silent auction, live auction items. I mean, there's all kinds of opportunities to get involved, and we're excited to have year two of the gala and also year two of two golf outings in one day, you know, like we did last year, and really looking forward to another fun couple events.
And if you have more questions, you can always pester Kyle at Kyle, K-Y-L-E dot T-H-O-M-S at C-U-A-A.edu. And if nothing else, just send him an email and tell him we said hi. And Kyle does a great job. It was fun seeing you guys in the building this week. And, of course, we will have you guys back on the air next week to talk more about the Golf Classic and Hall of Fame Gala. Keep reminding people about that. But, of course, again, a lot of great things going on for your athletes this week and this weekend in particular. And, of course, moving forward. But this weekend with the NAIA Nationals for Indoor Track and Field, obviously a big opportunity for some awards to come home back to here to Ann Arbor. So good luck to your athletes there. Good luck to your athletes everywhere. And, Lonnie, we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Ira.
Thanks to Lonnie Priest for joining us, and thanks to all of you for listening. Thanks to Zach Johnson. Thanks to Kate Edge as well. This is Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.